This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Robert Reese. By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Alan Treffler. How are you, Alan?
I'm great, Robert. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. And everyone's heard of Pegasystems, probably. So not only is Alan the CEO, but he is the founder back in 1983. So we're going to talk about really interesting things like his leadership philosophy, how he grew a company to have 4,500 employees and be an industry leader. But let's start off. What is Pegasystems today?
Well, Pega today is a company that is a leader in helping our clients engage with their customers, helping them make decisions, and then helping them get work done. Really providing visibility and transparency and control to a business while at the same time being empathetic with clients, which I think is really important.
And why is that? Why is something like empathy, which is not a word you usually hear for a software company, why is that so important in today's environment?
Well, because the world is increasing its standards. People are expecting that they're going to get more from the companies that they do business with. And, you know, we have a culture and a world here where organizations often accidentally treat their customers with such disrespect. They're not in a position to keep promises. They spam them with advertising that doesn't make any sense to them. And customers want and expect more, as they should.
So give me an example. And I know you wrote the book Built to Change, which is like also the theme of Pega.
Well, it's Built for Change.
Built for Change.
Because,
I'm sorry.
Because change, well, it's okay. These small words can make differences.
Mean a lot.
They can make differences. We actually, by the way, trademarked the phrase 15 years ago. So we literally own the phrase Built for Change.
And, cool.
Yeah, which I do like a lot, actually. And, you know, what I think is important here is that the change that we're experiencing and will experience at even an increasing rate going forward needs to be incorporated in the thinking of CEOs and executives. They need to think about how will they not only respond to what's happened, but to a world where you may not be able to predict all the dimensions of change. And that requires, I think, a very different way of thinking about the business.
Exactly. How is it different? And you're talking, we have CEOs listening in. What would you tell them? How is it different?
Well, you know what? I think the enormous shift in the last decade and a half is that we've changed how we believe we need to engage with customers and how we need to use technology. And whereas that used to be thought of as almost a peripheral thing, I think CEOs and other senior business leaders need to think about the architecture of their business, not the technical architecture, but the business architecture, and what are the really critical things. Because right now there are a lot of traps out there that we see companies falling into.
Give me an example of a trap.
Well, you know, we love the cloud, and more than the majority of our business is now what we call Pega Cloud-based, mm-hmm. where people will use us to manage their workflows in the cloud, to make mm-hmm. critical decisions for the business in the cloud. But people sometimes think the cloud is like a place where magic happens. And if you go and you buy 15, 20 cloud systems, that somehow your business will become orchestrated and integrated towards your customers. In fact, the exact opposite is true. What happens is your data can easily get siloed in different providers' stacks, and businesses find that their own staff have an increased burden of flipping from one system to another.
So how does the CEO best analyze where the right data is to make the right decisions?
Well, you know, I think part of it is getting the picture right, in your mind of how your business wants to operate. Some companies think that they want to exclusively move in from the customer. They want to understand the customer experience. Very important, of course. And they want to be able to handle the customer as if they had only one channel. Now, if you're a mobile company and all you have is a mobile app, that's great. But if you're a company that's going to deal with people on the phone, deal with people on the web, deal with people on a mobile site, you can easily become very, very siloed there. The other mistake some people make is that they think they're going to go out and buy a miracle solution. You know, we've seen this before. 25 years ago, people thought they'd go get SAP or some other big, you know, enterprise software package, and the miracle would tie their business together. But as we learned before, and as we're learning now again, that sort of bottom-up way of thinking just never gets you to the customer. You need to think about the middle of your business. What's the heart of the business? What is the actual work you're trying to do, and how do you express that out into the different channels and out into the different backends?
So it's a great idea, by the way. Focus on the middle of your business, and I've not heard that much, so give you a lot of credit there, Alan. Which comes first, the technology or the strategy? Because now a lot of technology is so new that it could drive strategy. You know, when you're a CEO, you're a founder, but you're also leading a major technology company.
Well, look, I think that as important as technology is, it needs to respond to strategy. When technology drives strategy, you end up with things that are frankly, well, often siloed into one technology lump or another. And I'll tell you, these days, particularly in the industry I'm in, the software business, there is so much hype and so much, what I would say, imaginative selling that goes on that I
imaginative selling?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like bullshit.
Oh.
You know, it's really quite interesting to see what occurs.
Okay, so just before we go to how you built the company, let's talk in build for change. You talk a lot about what the focus of great customer service is all about. If you were to advise CEOs, what would you say that is?
So I think it's being able to do two things at the same time. It's being able to understand the context and from that context derive insight. How have we engaged with this customer in the past? What do we think this customer is interested in? How do I leverage what we can offer this customer with what they care about? But the next is execution. So it's more than just data and insight. It's also got to be about fulfillment. How do I make sure that when I fulfill what I'm doing for or with a customer, that it's going to be a great experience for them, and it's going to actually happen reliably and in a way that the customer appreciates?
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Alan Treffler, who is the founder and CEO of Pegasystems. So let's go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know you have a unique model, and I do want to pick up on that word pictures, because you mentioned that, and that's a huge differentiator of yours right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe why don't you tell one sentence about why pictures were so different in the beginning, and then we'll sort of go back to 1983 and talk about how you came up with the whole concept.
Well, I think that being able to understand that the business is anybody's business is not exclusively about what you do in the back or what you do in the front with customers, but that there has to be a heart and soul to it that can go across all the different ways you touch a customer and all the different, increasingly, partners that businesses need to work with to put a whole value proposition together. And so having that sort of business intelligence but also business execution layer in the middle really, from our point of view, changed our view of what was necessary and was historically very important to us as we've done the work that they
and
made us successful.
You don't start with coding. You start with actually like a picture, and then from that emerges the coding.
Yeah, the whole idea is what we call model-driven development. So mm-hmm. that what you're able to do is model your business. You know, I'll give you an analogy about how this works well in other industries, but the software business, frankly, has done poorly at it. If you were to go and actually build an industrial product or even, you know, design a can, you'd start by creating a model. Somebody would use computer-aided design, what they call CAD-CAM, to actually create a picture of it. Or the way Pixar does movies today. They don't have people drawing by hand. They actually create a model of whatever it is that they want to create. And from that model, you can now get computers to actually drive the manufacturing or drive the animation. In software, we need to do it the same way. You need to model your business, how you want to engage with your customers, what you want to offer them, and then from that, have the software literally write itself.
You've 30 seconds left. Before a break, what is the first step a CEO should do to model the business?
I think the first step is to understand and inventory the types of work that are really happening in the business and make sure they're well designed, make sure that they're at the right level of granularity, the right level of understanding.
That's good. I thought you were going to say call a Pegasus as the first step.
We'd be glad to assist.
What is the website? Anyone who wants to go to Pegasus?
www.pega.com.
There you have it. Oh, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to learn more about the challenges of building a business and what does chess and ping pong have to do with this anyway. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show with Alan Treffler, the founder and CEO of Pegasystems. So, you built the company in 1983, and you were actually involved in chess at the same time. How did this whole emergence of the company happen?
Well, you know, I think that if you go back, I was actually involved in chess back when I was in high school and in college, and I was fortunate enough to win a major international event.
Like this, like Grandmasters.
Well, I was a master, but as a sophomore in college, at which point I decided I needed to do something more lucrative, because to tell you the truth, it wasn't then, and frankly,
still isn't
now, much of a living. So I got recruited to teach computers to play chess at that time, and that's what got me into the entire technology industry.
And so in building the company, what was the biggest challenge that you overcame where all of a sudden Pegasystems was something, a real big company?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think there've been an ongoing spate of challenges where anyone who's grown a business, whether a founder or not, understands that, you know, the challenges are in the environment. They're especially true in a business like ours, which has undergone so much technological change in the decades since we founded it. I think the most important thing is to get the right team assembled, to make sure that you have the right sorts of folks, that you build the right
culture.
And
how did you get that team? Did you pick one? You picked one person who hired others? Because you started as really just one. Now it's, you know, 4,500 people.
Well,
I
was fortunate in that, the company I was working for was acquired, and that was not a very pleasant moment in my in my young life at that stage. And I was fortunate in being able to convince two other people to join me in the startup after I had begun it. And they were instrumental in getting the business off the ground. First year, we grew to a massive number of 8 people, and you know, literally living hand to mouth as we struggled to develop the software and get our first clients.
So, in addition to chess, you also know a lot about making plates and antiques. So we're tying this all together. How does that tie in?
Well, I think that you're probably referring to a business we call Treffler's, which used to be called Treffler's and Sons, but my wife who runs it informed me 15 years ago that there were no sons left in the business, so it's not just Treffler's. But it's 98 years old this year, and it was the business my father recreated when he came over from Europe at the end of World War II, and had been his father's before him business as well. And, you know, it's one that really appreciates quality, about trying to restore quality in items that have been damaged, and a real sense of, well, artistic understanding.
That's the same thing what you do with businesses, right?
You do. You know, I think some people try to cut some corners, which you can't get away with if you're going to really have high-quality artistic output.
And I heard the great story of how you actually helped one customer. You went to her and fixed her plate, right?
Well, in the early...
You knew how to do that.
In the early days, I will confess, I did have one event where I reached across the software, you know, sort of space, and actually helped this woman out with something that was very new and dear to her.
Yeah. So now, in addition to, you still play chess, and not as much, but now you've also taken up ping pong. So what is the connection? What can CEOs learn about ping pong, chess, repairing plates? How does this all tie together?
Well, you know, there are lots of bits there, but I'll tell you that one of the things that I find is useful is to think about business decisions in the way that a chess master thinks about positions. When you sit down or you stand up, in the case of when I'm playing to a bunch of folks simultaneously.
And I heard you will play 20 customers simultaneously.
Yeah, at our annual event, which, by the way, this coming year is in Boston, we will have over 5,000 clients there and partners. And I stand up and I play 20 of them simultaneously.
How many do you win?
Well, you know, last year I lost one and drew one. So not bad out of 20. But getting back to the question of how you think about business decisions, the first step I view in both chess and business is pattern recognition. Based on what I'm looking at, do I see things that are similar either from a opportunity point of view or from a cautionary point of view to things that have happened before? Is this a pattern that can inform me about what my choices are? Then you have an analysis phase where you say, if this, then that, the sort of move-by-move thinking that you need to go down a set of alternatives. And then I'm always a fan of, before you actually make a move, take a step back and say, what am I missing? Now, am I about to be checkmated in one because I'm so obsessed about what I'm doing, I failed to notice the threat? And I find that that's a useful way of thinking about business decisions as well.
It's a great philosophy. First time I've actually heard it, 750 CEO interviews. So on a daily basis, when you look at your business, what is it that is most important when you wake up in the morning? Because you're not just the CEO of a major brand, but the founder, so it's your baby.
Well, the way I describe it is I'm founder and still CEO. Because they can't take founder away from you.
Right.
And obviously it's been a tough couple of weeks for CEOs in a lot of businesses these days. But what I'll tell you, when I get up in the morning and I think about what's important, I think about the team. And I think, do we have the team focused on the right things? Are they working well together? How do we create a culture of excellence and empathy? When, frankly, you hire a lot of people, you bring lots of different elements of culture together. We got to focus on keeping that pure and positive.
What is the key to a great culture? You're 38 offices all over the world, 4,500 people, and you're passionate about not having, like you said before, no silos.
I think what's critical to a great culture is having a company that's genuine. It's not about having it's not about having sort of buzzwords or slogans. But if the firm is genuine, if it demonstrates that in how it deals with its customers, how it deals with its staff and the team, then you've got the basis for not just talking about culture but actually living it. But it requires a lot of attention.
So if you think about the customer, you think about the culture, what's the relationship between the two?
Well, one of the things we're proudest about at Pega is that my first two clients, Citibank and Bank of America, who trusted us in 1984.
Wow, your second year in business.
Yeah, they were our first clients with major, major implementations, have been with us for all
these
those
years
and across massive shifts in the underlying technology landscape. And I think our technology has helped them advance, and they've certainly helped us understand both loyalty, but also understand where this whole world is going.
And final question, where is this whole world going?
Well, I think that I'm an optimist, despite the many reasons we can find today to be less so. I think the world is going to go much, much more than we've ever seen it before to empowering business people to own their own processes and engage at their pace, as opposed to, being stuck with manual stuff or being stuck with antiquated technology. I think we're going to see some huge shifts in the next couple of years.
And if there's one phrase that you are most passionate about that summarizes, Alan, what is that?
Build for change.
Oh, well, I could have got that. But that's because you already trademarked that.
Well, we did, but I think it represents a philosophy, which is you need to incorporate the concept of change into everything you're doing, whether it's how you're building a culture, how you're building a business, how you're engaging with customers, how you bring products to market. It's got to be part of the DNA.
And there you have it. Alan, great having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Adam Zaitzeff. How are you, Adam?
I'm good, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Adam is the CEO of the famous Gold's Gym. So you've been around since 1965, really the first main driver in the super health arena. You know, all the people, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lou Ferrigno, everyone worked out there. What does it mean to you, the brand of Gold's Gym?
I think for me, it really is the iconic brand in fitness. And for us, you know, we carry a heavy weight, no pun intended, because we have this legacy brand that means so much to so many people around the world. And so for us, we really feel proud that we are, you know, entrusted with this brand, and that we have the opportunity to continue to grow this brand and work with our partners around the world and our franchise organization. And it's a challenge, but it's exciting, because everywhere you go and everywhere you have a T-shirt on or a shirt on, people know who you are. They know who you work for, and that's really something to be proud of.
So it's something like a 96% brand recognition, if I understand, which is super high. And by the way, if you hear that noise, boys in the background, we are here at, it's called Ohika Castle, which is 109,000 square feet, the second largest residence in all of America. And you're here at a non-for-profit special benefit. And yes. So here we are in the Charlie Chaplin room recording. But that's where you hear all the nice noise.
Yeah, so yeah, it's an exciting brand when you recognize it around the world. 96%, like you said, and I think for us, it's interesting because when I travel all over the globe and different parts of the country, of our country, different countries, and you know, people wear our T-shirts in places we don't even have gyms, right? And that's because we were made famous in the 60s and 70s, as you mentioned, by the bodybuilders, and we've come a long way since then. But it's interesting to work for a brand that, although we feel, you know, we're well known, but we're not the Google. Or apples of the world, but it's amazing to work for that brand and have people know right away, even if they don't work out that often, they've heard of Gold's Gym, right?
So do you have anything you have to do to protect the brand when there's such strong brand recognition, or are you all thinking about expanding it?
No, we certainly have to protect the brand. I think we've seen many gyms pop up in countries that we didn't even know we had.
And super competitive industry.
Certainly, yeah. So we have to protect the brand in that regards, in terms of just people utilizing the copyright of the logos and things, because it's so well known. But yeah, it is a very competitive industry, right? And there's all different types of fitness now. There's there's boutique studios. There's higher volume, lower price. There's the upper high-end brands where you're spending a couple $100 a month to join the gym, and there's everything in between. So fitness is a booming $100 billion a year business and continuing to grow.
So when you came in February of 2019, you'd already been CIO, so you knew the makings of the organization.
Yeah.
What was that transition like? You're in the organization, you know all the technology, but now you're CEO.
Certainly. I mean, I've been a CEO before in lots of technology-type industries, in the fitness industry, but coming into a brand that I was so proud to be involved in originally and as an operator of health clubs, but also as a franchisor and as a licensor, right? And so it was interesting. I had to learn some things pretty quickly. I never had much to do with real estate, but when you own 135 at the time of the 714 clubs around the world, you've got to learn real estate really quickly and understand what landlords are looking for and renewals and opening and closing things. And so there was a few things on that in that side, as well as on the franchising side, that I had to just dive right in and learn, and my team was really helpful in that.
What did you learn about real estate?
You really have to have some good experience in it, and there's a lot of different facets to, you know, whether it's a lease, extensions, taxes, property issues, violations. I mean, it's we have two full-time people who all they do is just deal with our real estate for our own clubs all day long.
So what was the biggest challenge you noticed? You come in, you're now CEO. Mm-hmm. What was it that hit you and you said, here's where we need to focus, here's our strategy?
Well, that's a good question, Robert. I think it was multifaceted. I mean, it was no secret that at one point we were up for sale in mid-2018. Our ownership group had saw a boom in fitness and saw maybe as an opportunity for them to focus on their core business, which is hotels and property. And I think during that process, they soon learned that there's a unique opportunity with our brand to grow more rapidly than we had through franchising and through licensing and expanding that aggressively. And so for me, coming back in, when I came back, we had a team who had been through a rough sale process. No sale process is easy. And we came back right away and recognized the opportunity to take this brand that we love and to turn it into the world's best franchisor of full service, full amenity fitness clubs. And that's what we started to do. Since the day I got back, we focused heavily on how do we do that? How do we take resources that are focused in one place and move them to that focus, right? Whether it's marketing, whether it's in accounting, IT, whatever it may be, and focus them on the franchise side of the business and how do we grow our brand that way.
So were there any mistakes that you made early on that you say, oh, that's a mulligan, I wish I could buy that back?
Yeah, I think for me, and it's not just in this business, I found for 20-something years the human resources part of our business, and any business, as the CEO, is always the toughest, in my opinion. It's the most important, but it's the toughest because you know a lot of people that you work for and work with when you're in this role, whether it's ownership and the people that you work for you. And I think for me, making some decisions on some personnel early on probably should have just been done. And you look back and go, I knew I should have done that, right? And it's just one of those things that's very hard, in a good or bad way, whether it's just moving on from some people or adding some new people independently. It's just some things that I look at in any role and go, you're emotionally connected, you care about the people you work with, and sometimes it's hard to make those decisions.
So let's talk about the customer experience, because you really have, I'd say, two different types of customers. So one are the end-use customers, mm-hmm. two are your franchisees, mm-hmm. and you have almost 600 global franchisees. Mm-hmm. So let's take them one at a time. The end-use customer. What are they looking for now? What are you doing mm-hmm. differently that's engaging them? And then we'll shift over to talking about the franchisees.
Sure. I think so in today's day and age, the fitness consumer is looking for unique experiences, memorable experiences. They don't just want to go into a gym and come out an hour later, especially whether it's Gen Z, the millennials. They're looking for unique experiences, something that feels at least somewhat custom to them. So we're trying to tailor that with more classes inside of our gyms, these little studios within a box where we have offer our Gold Studio offering, and we're also trying to give them more unique customized fitness offerings. We have thousands of personal trainers that work for us just in our corporately owned clubs, and we're known as the experts in fitness. And fitness is a skill. You don't just walk into a gym and just figure things out. It's a skill. And as a member, you need to be taught that skill so that you can either do it with a trainer once in a while or on your own. And so we really focus on giving more personalized experiences, whether it's in our classes or through personal training, and really having a hands-on approach to teaching those members the skill of fitness. And it's funny because now I just saw a number that the average consumer right now in this country, in the U.S., is spending about $147 a month on fitness. The average fitness consumer. $147 a month.
And it's about $100 billion business.
Mm-hmm. It is. And so what does that mean? Well, our average membership is $35, $39. So they're spending that money elsewhere. And a lot of consumers have a gym membership at a Gold's Gym. They may belong to a yoga studio. They may go to a stretch studio. They may go to some HIIT classes somewhere once in a while, right? So they really want unique experiences. They want to be able to do different things. And so as Gold's Gym, we are trying to meet the consumer where they are, and maybe not through everything that they need, right, but so that they can know, hey, I can go to Gold's, I can get a good strength workout, I can get a good personal training workout, I've got some classes, and if I have a yoga studio that I love, I can still go there, but we're trying to meet them where they are.
How are you? You have a whole digital background. How are you using digital to enhance the customer experience?
Yeah, great question. So when I was in the CIO role, we realized that we certainly didn't want to be the next Blockbuster, right? Where Netflix came in and just completely disrupted that industry. So we set out to take what we were known for the most, which is coaching, fitness expertise, and being the iconic leader in fitness, and put that in people's pockets. So we created a product called Gold's Amp, which is in the App Store, that our members get, many of them get with their membership. And if you don't belong to a Gold's Gym, you can just subscribe to it and have Gold's Gym in your pocket. So we're trying to bring digital and brick and mortar together. So with Gold's Amp, you can log in. You can get coached by a real Gold's Gym coach.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really?
Right.
These are none,
these
are, see that.
I'll let you try it, sure. Okay. But it's and you know what? And it's not a voiceover person. It's not someone we hired for. These are real coaches. You might bump into them in our gyms, and they'll coach you through a treadmill workout, a strength workout, a bodyweight workout. you name it, and they can be with you everywhere you are. And that's why we're trying to bring Gold's Gym brick and mortar and digital together.
That's great. So the future of customer experience is all about customization, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. We're about to take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the whole concept of how do you build a franchise business. Back in a few.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
On the CEO show, we're with Adam, the CEO of Gold's Gym. And we're talking about the whole customer experience. But now let's shift over to you've another customer, which are your franchisees.
Right.
And I know you probably have about, you've 6,000 people work for corporate, probably about 35,000 globally work.
Right.
How do you view, what do you look for that makes someone a great franchisee?
So I think for us, it's a number of things. I think a passion for health and wellness is always great. Obviously, you need to be a firm believer in the business that you own and that you are servicing to your customers, right? And if you look at our current franchisee community, especially in the United States, it's people who are passionate about fitness, passionate about helping people improve their lifestyle. And I think that's super important because, again, if you're not passionate about what you do and it's just opening the door in the morning and shutting it at night, you know, you're not going to deliver a great member experience, right? So that's really important to us. And the other piece is really someone who understands business, who understands how important the fitness community is, even if they don't have the fitness expertise, but they're passionate about it. Fitness community is really important. You don't just open a gym and hope that people show up. You get out in the community. You sponsor things. You get out and donate your time. You help the kids in the school become active. The people who want to be a franchisee, not just have the passion for it, not just have the business background, but understand that fitness is a global community. And when you join Gold's Gym, you become part of that global community, and it's your job to do outreach and be out there in the community and support that. Right?
So there's really like three parts. There's one, you have to have a passion. Mm-hmm. Two, you have to have a business sense. Mm-hmm. Three, you need to be hands-on in terms of community marketing, mm-hmm. building a community. Mm-hmm. How do you help your franchisees? What's the relationship like?
Yeah, so we work really closely with them. We have a whole franchise operations support team, and they're broken up all around the country, and their job is just to, you know, for lack of a better word, just be the account manager, if you will, of the franchise community. How is business? Let's walk through the club. How are things going? What events do you have going on in the community? Where are you struggling? How can we help coach you? Have you got the latest training materials on fitness or personal training for
us? Are you using mobile, right? You have a new opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And Gold's Amp is available for all our franchisees, either to bundle with their memberships or to sell for a few extra dollars. But it's a very engaging tool. So it allows members to get more out of the gym membership they're already paying for. So, yes, it's a real important tool.
If someone happens to be listening in, maybe it's a CEO and they have their brother-in-law, they're saying, hey, he's into being in shape, sort of likes business. He could be a great franchisee. Mm-hmm. Is there a number they call up? Is there a website they go to? How do people go about becoming involved?
Yeah, I mean, they can hit our goldsgym.com, I think it's /franchising, and they can Google that and find it. They can click a quick form. Someone will get back to them right away. And we just talk through the process.
So I work out. My personal trainer is Sami. But so you're obviously really fit. I can see Adam.
I'm holding it in.
You're holding it in. But so here's the question everyone wants to know. Like, here's the CEO of Gold's Gym. What is the key for people getting in really good shape if you're younger or if you're over 50 or 60?
I think a couple things. The first thing is it's all about habits. You've got to create the habits. I think the second thing is don't try to bite off more than you can chew. I mean, don't try to go out there and say, I'm going to go 6 days a week. I'm going to work out. I'm just going to go from nothing, couch to 6 days, and that's you're going to fail. Right? So take it easy. Take your time. Get some help from your local Gold's Gym, from a nutrition counselor, from family, friends, but work into it. Set a realistic goal. For example, if you can set a goal that says, I'm going to work out 3 days a week for the next 12 weeks, and you can stick to that goal, and you can watch your nutrition and diet intake. After that, through that period, you're going to see results, and then you're going to be able to push that to 4 days a week and beyond. But if people try to start and say, I'm going to go from couch to 7, 8 days a week, well, there's no 8 days a week, but working out more than
Beatles
once a day.
The Beatles did it.
That's right. And then you're going to set yourself up for failure. Achievable goals, consistency, and really just making it a part of your lifestyle, right?
Okay, so Adam, what's the balance between three components, between stretching, endurance, and strength? How do you balance? What do you do first? If let's say we got a CEO listening, they're running around, they're going to too many meals, what do you do?
Oh, I think certainly so. It depends on every body type is different, and this is the hard part. Lots of body types will burn more calories through cardio than they will strength, no matter what they do.
How do you know what your body type is?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit of trial and error, but there's also actually there's some really cool tests you can take these days from some genetic companies that will actually tell you, right? But I think the good thing is just to mix it up. Cardio is great. It burns calories. It builds conditioning. You feel really good afterwards. But strength training actually burns calories for longer throughout the day because your body is breaking down the muscles. You're building them back up, and you're repairing, and that continues to burn calories. So a nice combination. If you're a CEO and you're traveling, you get in for 20 minutes with some cardio. You can do, you know, two or three different exercises, some strength, three or four sets each. If you just balance that nicely, if you're on the go all the time, you get a nice combination. You get a little bit of everything. And you will burn calories there, both with cardio and strength. And then throughout the day, as your muscles repair and rebuild themselves, you'll continue to burn calories.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your leadership, personal life. So you have a really cool thing on Sunday nights when you send an email. Tell everyone about that.
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for it. I read about it about a year and a half ago from an entrepreneur who did it from the moment he started his company with two employees until he grew, and he's a publicly listed company and growing now. But I really honed in on that and said that is such a unique way to talk to people and to stay collaborative and transparent with your team. So every Sunday, I sit down in my office at home, and my wife, thankfully, is very supportive of this routine, and I sit down and I pen an email to my entire 6,000-plus employees. And it's usually a first one or two paragraphs on what happened this weekend, what I did, what silly thing my dog did, kids did, how I tried to fix something in the house and couldn't. Just personal things that let people know that I'm just like them. And when I go home, I take my shoes off 1 foot at a time, and I really am just another human being. And then I talk a little bit more about some things we're doing in the company, and I try to kind of circle it back, personal, and circle back a life lesson with a business lesson, and just be open. And I think it's hard when people in a bigger organization we have a couple offices, we have 135 clubs that we own, right? So there's a lot of people out there that don't see me every day. But if they get to hear from me every week, and it's personal, and they can see that I'm a human being like them, and I bring it back to business, and I encourage them to respond. Robert, I get a couple dozen emails back between Sunday night and Monday afternoon, just, oh my goodness, that happened to me. Oh, my teenager did that. That was a great lesson. I saw that in the club, and we actually did that, and it worked. So it's really engaging with people who I might never meet. Because I'm in the clubs a lot, but I don't meet everybody. So it's been great.
It's a great way to reach out. When you mentioned about your wife, with Christine, you have really interesting, you have sort of a Brady Bunch type family. You've 1 minute left about. So what have you learned from that life structure?
I think being flexible and being patient is super important. When you get remarried, and I have two teenagers, one in college, one a senior in high school, I now have an almost 8-year-old stepdaughter, and we have a 7-week-old at home. So certainly being flexible and just being patient in an environment like that, when you bring two families together and learn about each other, similar to when you come into a company and take over it as a CEO, you've got to learn about each other, whether it's the executive team, whether it's the team in the field, and just be patient and learn how to live together and work together. And certainly from a personal level and a work level, it's been a unique experience.
And there you have it. Adam, great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.